You're listening to Pod Cancelled.
I burned my mouth.
My name is Ben.
Scooby-Doo.
Where are you?
This is me.
And I'm Peyton.
Thank you for that wonderful introduction, Peyton.
You made me burn my mouth.
Yeah, it was all my fault. Everything I do is to hurt you.
I burned my scrotum in a microwave.
How do you get into a microwave? Like Joe Dirt when the dog's sack got stuck to the porch and scoop it off with a spatula.
And you know what I think about often?
What do you think about often?
You know, I watched Supernatural for a long time.
Me too.
Which I enjoyed. And they would usually start with a cold open, I think. Which is like showing the monster of the week doing its thing, killing a guy. Yeah. And there's a particular one in which there's like some kind of a ghost haunting an office building, and it like possesses this guy, and it makes the guy walk into the break room, take a plastic fork, break it, and put it into the safety feature of a microwave so that it doesn't turn on while the door is open to disrupt it. He puts his head in the microwave and then turns it on, and his head explodes.
I like that.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's real. I've done that.
Sounds like a Mortal Kombat finisher there.
Yeah. Oh! We saw the Mortal Kombat movie this week, Davon.
Oh, yeah, we did watch that.
Did we enjoy the Mortal Kombat movie?
We did.
I was really disappointed in it. Because Reptile was basically nothing in that movie.
That was quite the take on Reptile, too.
Yeah.
He was just a... Well, should I say anything about it?
No, let's leave it up. Do we care about spoilers? The movie's still new, so we'll hold on.
Spoiler alert, there you go, you know.
Spoiler alert, the movie is bad.
Get over here! Yeah, Get over here!
He says the line.
Does he?
He does say the line.
Does Sub-Zero pull a spine out?
Does Sub-Zero pull somebody's spine out?
I wish he did.
No, he didn't, did he?
No, I was waiting on it too.
Oh god, what is that? Oh.
He pulled out somebody's blood and turned it into a blood sword.
I was mad about that too.
That's fair.
That was pretty cool. Kano is in it. Kano is the only good part of the movie. The writing is really bad. Oh my god, the writing's bad. And the best part about the writing being bad is that the staff knows that the writing is bad. So they put Kano in. So whenever they say a generic line to move the plot along, to like fucking push this fat ass plot that's just sitting around doing nothing along, Kano's like, that's fucking stupid.
Did they have that douchey white guy? What's his name? Johnny or something?
No, Johnny Cage was not in the movie. They teased him at the end, though.
Like there's going to be another one?
Yeah, like they're setting up for a sequel. There will not be a sequel to this movie.
Well, if you've ever played any of the Mortal Kombat games, the story has never really been a focus.
No, it never has.
I play Mortal Kombat for the plot.
Oh. No, you play different fighting games for the plot that have better plot than Mortal Kombat.
Did they have the lady with the teeth mouth?
Yeah.
They did, but they kind of prettied her up. So, Melina
dumb
is the lady with the teeth mouth, and she has, like, this horrible reddish splotch over her mouth and cheeks at all time, like it's a gash that's healing. But otherwise, her mouth is, like, normal except for her kind of fucked up, like, jaggedy teeth. But then, towards the climax, when everybody is, like, fighting, her mouth tears open the rest, and then it becomes like the regular Melina mouth.
Ah.
Which was nice, but I would have liked more of that. But it was nice and horrific.
Go watch the movie.
It's a pretty good movie, honestly.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, Carlos.
What
shut
movie
the fuck
are we
up.
Talking about?
We're talking
Mortal
about
Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat? That's a movie?
Yeah.
Now it is.
It just released like less than a week ago.
How? Is it good?
You should watch it.
They'd be fighting and stuff? Think
of her. Everybody be kung fu fighting.
Sub-Zero's cold as fuck.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
He's ice cold, man. Yeah.
Get it? Because, like...
Yeah, I get it.
No, but I'm mad. I'm always mad.
Like ice.
So, I never follow the story, but I'm always like, why can Sub-Zero never freaking win, my guy? And then I see the story, and it's like, oh, he just kind of murdered his family.
Because Sub-Zero's an asshole.
Yeah, now I see why Sub-Zero can't win, but I was like, that's my guy. And I was like, But now I get it. I understand.
And now, like,
Scorpion's way better.
Scorpion is cooler. But also, there have been enough games where all of the characters have been assholes.
What about Smoke?
Smoke was not in this movie.
What about
Mario?
Robo Scorpion.
Mario or Robo Scorpion were both not in this
movie. What about Robo Sub-Zero?
There were no Robo anybodies.
What about Robo?
What about Ken?
Ken was not in this movie. Neither was Chun-Li.
What about... was Goku in it?
She's big, though.
Goku?
Goku was not in the movie.
What's the point?
Big Bang Kamehame what?
I would have been so fucking confused if Goku showed up in this movie. But, no, it was fine. It was good. I'm surprised they didn't have, Shao Kahn? Shao Kahn.
The guy with the mask?
Shao Kahn. Yeah, he was not in this movie.
Good.
Even though he's, like, a focal point for, like, the really early movies. Goro was in this movie. He looked terrible.
Who?
Goro.
I don't know who that is.
Goro is...
I haven't been lost.
He has
Goro is the big four-armed man. He's a half-dragon.
I played Mortal Kombat one time, and it was one of the recent ones. And when I tell you, my friend made the joke, throw the monk, because there were monks sitting in the background. I grabbed a monk by, like, the midsection and yeeted him at the other person. I did not expect that shit. I pissed myself laughing.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Fuck.
Yeet a monk at another person. Yeah. One of those peaceful things ever. You weaponize it.
Yeah!
Mortal Kombat Splat.
Oh, why'd you say that?
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal.
Anyway, I was really disappointed.
My parents constantly in me.
Yeah, it's true. Anyway, there was a part in the movie where they're on a stage, where they're on, like, a bridge, and there's, like, spikes underneath it. And in the game, you could have, like, a fatality, or, like, a certain kill, where you throw the other person off the bridge, and they get impaled on the spikes. And nobody was impaled on the spikes, and I was really disappointed.
That's fucking dumb.
Yeah. 0 out of 10 movie.
Fuck you, Mortal Kombat producer.
But no, honestly...
Yeah, all the time you spent.
Honestly, video game movies are stupid, and they're always bad. This Mortal Kombat movie was stupid in a good way, because fighting games are dumb.
What about Ready Player One? Is that what it was called?
No, Ready Player One is a terrible movie. Nobody should watch it. The book is also bad.
That movie, Saving Private Ryan, the one about Call of Duty?
Yeah, sure.
No.
Is somebody knocking?
You're thinking of Enemy at the Gates, which is actually Call of Duty.
The best game ever created?
Yes, no.
Saving Private Ryan was funny. That shit's fucking hilarious. I don't care what you say.
I don't know if I call it funny, but it definitely did have some funny moments.
Oh my fucking god. When the dude's walking around with his severed arm, just lost on the beach, like...
And then he picks it up.
And he's just like...
The dude's sitting there trying to hold his guts inside him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what was that thing in Tropic Thunder? I can put it back!
I can put it back in.
No, Tropic Thunder is really good,
dude. All right, I don't know how old I was when I watched Tropic Thunder, but I'm not gonna lie. I'm not even gonna lie. I was probably half watching the movie. I did not know that Robert Downey Jr. was playing the black guy.
Yeah,
I did not know. I really didn't.
He did great.
he fooled me the first time.
It's so bad.
It was so bad. I'm like, how did I not see that? How did I not freaking see that?
The white guy playing the black guy.
The white guy playing the black guy.
Davon, you gotta play a white guy.
I should.
Hi, my name's Gregory. I have 3 kids. I'm a stay-at-home father.
Raise the voice a little bit. It's gotta be a little higher. Just slightly.
Let's just one more little octave there.
One more.
Hi, my name's Gary. I'm an accountant at this office.
I'll work on my voice.
Gotta work on your white voice.
Come splat.
Come splat. Peyton, why don't we play fighting games?
We play Smash Bros.
That doesn't count.
How does that not count?
That's not a real fighting game.
No, I like Tekken a lot.
That definitely counts.
We have Tekken.
It's
we
all fun and games if somebody spikes you.
How long?
Forever? It's an Xbox game.
Oh, that's probably mine. Is it with Final Fantasy in it too?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Is that the Japanese one or the other Japanese one?
They're all Japanese.
The one with the cheetah that you
that's
can fight
why it's the Japanese
the
one.
Cheetah.
The Japanese one.
You never fought as King? The fucking cheetah?
I've never played Tekken.
Is he the
Are you serious?
Guy?
That's like my favorite fucking fighting game.
I've never played Tekken.
There's so many, they have like the button set up where there's a normal A, B, X, Y.
Mm-hmm.
And it's set up like, the top two are your fists, left and right, respectively.
What?
The left... Alright, so if all 4 buttons are there...
Wait.
No, hang on. So, A, B, X, Y. So the top button. Let's just say the top button for... The topmost button will be your right hand.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom diagonally to the left of that. The leftmost button.
Yes.
That will be your left hand.
Okay.
Then the bottom one will be your left leg. And then the right one will be your right leg. So it's literally set up like this. So then you would punch with this hand, you know, kick, kick. But if you did it all certain combos, like if you memorize some of these fucking combos, you can like do backflips and shit.
I did not know that Tekken had this kind of a button set up.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
That's the best way to do it.
The fuck?
That would give me literal AIDS.
No. At first, it's like, I know this little combo, like punch, punch.
That's like some quap shit.
Yeah, I was just about to say, it's like a quap fighting game.
I don't know what that is.
A quap is,
I know some of these words.
Quap is a computer, it was a Flash game, I think. Flash is dead, by the way. But it was a game where you were controlling a marathon. Was it a marathon runner? It was like a sprint runner. And the QWOP keys, and then there were four other keys that controlled your...
various limbs.
Forearms. Like one button for your left forearm, one button for your right forearm, one for your other part of your arm. I forget what that's called.
Bicep.
Your bicep. So one button for your forearm, one button for your bicep, one button for your other forearm, one button for your other bicep, and then two buttons for your left calf or your right calf and your left thigh and your right thigh.
It's
and
just
you had
as
to run.
Confusing as it sounds.
I think I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not very hip, so I don't know.
I mean, it was a thing back when I was in high school, so this was, you know, almost 10 years ago.
Whoa.
Ben, you're 39.
I am 62. I am very old.
Put a cinnamon roll in my ass.
Yes, do that.
Ben, I thought you had stuff that you wanted to talk about last podcast, but we didn't talk about it.
I did, but I forgot.
Fuck.
And I have not listened to that podcast yet, so we're just gonna not.
So, since the last podcast that we've had, I cracked my kneecap.
You have.
Oh, yeah, my fuel pump went out. Oh, wait, let's talk about the kneecap thing.
Let's talk about the kneecap.
Yeah, that's about it. I couldn't walk for a week. We can walk now. We're starting to skate again.
Yeah, I had to patch you up. It does look good, though. It's nice and pink.
It's very misshapen compared to my other kneecap.
Yeah, well, it is broken.
I feel a space.
You need to go to the doctor.
What is he going to do? Hey, don't do anything.
He's going to take a hammer.
Perk set.
He's going to break it. And he'll set it.
And he'll give you perks.
No. He's going to shatter it more, and that requires surgery if it's in little bits.
Yeah, because he wants to do surgery.
Oh, fuck, you're right. Why are you trying to get me to go to the doctor? I'll lose thousands, or at least a dollar.
At least a dollar.
One of the two.
Yeah, no, that knee...
I mean, just an x-ray wouldn't be bad.
No, an x-ray would be fine.
X-ray cost me like $50 for my face.
Yes. I wonder if it costs more or less for your knee tap.
To update on that, I almost fractured my cheekbone a few years ago.
Yeah.
2018, I think.
I don't remember, but it was a couple years ago, yeah.
It was like the first year we lived together, so, yeah.
How long have we been living together?
3 years.
Peyton.
Next month, 3 years.
I've been living with you longer than any relationship I've ever had.
Me too.
When are we getting married?
Whose health insurance are we taking? Mine?
Yours.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to say, because that's the deal breaker right there. I don't pay shit, and I get to see any doctor I want.
And I get to be a dependent on your taxes.
Mmm.
Sounds like a win-win for Big P.
Hell yeah, brother.
So do we just share a bedroom now?
No.
Oh.
Yep.
Separate beds, rooms.
See, but there's a girl at work that does that. They got a two-bedroom apartment, and they sleep separately, and they are married.
That's weird.
She is butt ugly, so it makes sense.
Oh, I was gonna say, does he snore?
She's got a great personality.
Does he snore?
Now, I understand, like, maybe, like, a room for him to have his office, and then a room for her to have, like, her office for work and shit.
A yoga studio.
That's sexist. I didn't want to say it.
But, yeah.
Yeah, you were,
you know, some separate spaces you can call your own.
Is it sexist? Because I was literally just about to say that when you said it.
I was going to say art studio, actually.
Oh, it's not what I was going to say, but I was going to say, is it sexist to automatically assume that the majority of people who are in a relationship in their home or apartment or condo or whatever, like, the guy has an extra room that's, like, his room? Like, I can't have my, like, I don't know, found a relationship, and I have like an apartment or a house, I need my like gaming room or my like office room or see, my like room where I can just get away.
See, but personally, I don't because that's what I use skating for. Yeah. It cures depression, and you can't really build a room for that in a house.
We tried
until I get a helmet for me. It cures anxiety. Like drop in this 8-foot bowl, but gravity.
You fucking bitch. All right.
Annie, you don't have to do it.
Annie, jump.
Let's talk you down
onto the
end. Do a flip. Right. My name's Detective. Detective Manhattan. We can make it down, okay?
She's fine.
Everybody, be calm.
She's fine.
She just ran her ass into the table.
You see that? I could go to New York City and be one of those, you know, negotiators.
Davon, that was terrible. You made the situation worse.
Hey! The only
we
got one casualty.
Give me that, Marie.
It's a freaking Marie.
Give me my goddamn Marie.
This wasn't the target, so the fact that they died is fine. Annie's okay. I'm
this
going
is
home.
Lateral damage.
This is the only item I possess that I treasure.
I retire in 3 days. Oh, Annie just walks out the room.
That's a cat. Doesn't count.
It doesn't count?
Your cat's been acting up lately.
I was talking to a girl.
Yeah, she has.
And,
I've been coming home
I was
lately,
like,
so it makes sense.
You got any pets? And she was like, I don't like to call them pets. And I was like, oh, let me back out of this conversation.
I like to call them my children.
They're my fur babies. Thank
fur
you.
Babies.
If you know anybody who refers to their dog or cat or rat or any small fuzzy animal that they have as a pet as their child or fur baby,
get out.
I was like,
they're crazy.
I was like, I'm gonna head out of here.
And I don't care. That's not your children. It's not your child. It's your pet. And you can love them and
you
be supportive of them and spend all your money on them.
You can send them to school.
You can. You actually can send them to school.
I wasn't joking. That's why I said it.
Yes. But no, that's,
I have an idea.
That's not your child.
Let's talk about pedophiles again. For like the third time.
What's our stance on pedophiles?
They're bad.
Oh
she
yeah,
gave
that's
Ganon
right.
Those spikes.
What's our stance?
But
why do you have to ask that?
But I bring it up because of the whole EDP 445.
Oh
guy.
Yeah, you got
that man was a hero for the longest time,
and
now he wants to diddle bits. So we can't be about that.
Yeah. Dang, what? Dude. Yeah. The guy, he used to be a legend. Used to be.
I am out of the loop on this one, boys.
Oh, so he's texting they set up a little fake profile, 13-year-old?
Do you know who EDP is?
No.
So I just beat my left.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He's a pedophile?
Yeah.
He got caught, so basically what happened was some girl, I guess, DM'd him, allegedly. Or I say girl allegedly, not allegedly DM'd him.
But it was actually Chad Thundercock FBI.
But yeah, it was a girl who was over 18, I'm assuming, pretending to be this 13-year-old girl, and then it's just like lines and lines of messages and like all kinds of fucked up shit. Like he was like sending her like pictures of his shit and stuff like that.
Yeah, of his shit or his penis?
Of his shit. of his shit.
His feces?
Yes.
Why? Like,
really fucked up.
I almost slapped my knee.
Really fucked up stuff. And then a few times, because I read all of them. I read all the conversations.
Oh,
and a couple times, he was like, this is wrong. I can't talk to you anymore. You're 13. And she was like, oh, okay, I understand. And then like the next day, he'd be like, oh, I just took a fat shit. I'm thinking about fucking you or something. Sound like weird shit like that. And I was just like, damn, like that dude used to be really funny. Everybody used to like him.
Oh my god, yeah.
And now look.
And how many other people are secretly like
in the closet? Like
see,
that?
But part of me is like, if social media and shit like that wasn't a thing, let's say there was no way for them to DM him, and they hired a 13-year-old to go up to him.
Mm-hmm.
Different situation.
If they hired a 13-year-old to go up to him, then there would be 50 million police officers inside of her butthole waiting to spring out.
So why the butthole? Like, why not in a tree nearby? Because
that's where the pedophile's gonna check. And then when he checks,
no.
He's gonna be met with a surprise.
I think messaging be fucking dudes up, because if a 13-year-old girl came up to you, you can clearly see that she is a young girl.
Sometimes it's hard to tell.
Okay, that's fair. But for the most part, I think 13.
You can usually tell.
The older you are, the harder it's going to be to tell. But if you're 13, like you were just 12, I feel like you might look a little young.
You just became an actual teen.
But like, if your only form of contact with a person is messaging, you don't know what they look like. It kind of fucks you up.
It does.
Yeah. You get an image in your head.
Yeah.
I met with a girl on Tinder one time. The picture was just like a seagull. And I was like, you know what? I vibe with that. Mm-hmm. Turns out
she was a seagull.
No.
Oh.
That would have been lit. I would have... Listen, I've already fucked three of them. Number four, come on.
Seagulls?
We're going to skip that one. But... no. Turns out... So do you remember the girl...
No names.
Which one?
I'm trying to think of the best way to describe her.
She have a coochie?
Did she give you a present?
Was she small?
She's very, very short.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And...
She blonde?
Yes. Okay. Would buy weed...
Oh.
Yeah. We'll continue later. Turns out it was her little sister.
Ooh.
Right? Right? And the girl, the little sister is like, she's like 15 Oof. At the time, Dang. As far as I know. But all I had to work with was a seagull. She's on an app that asks you if you're over 18.
Yeah.
That's not going to stop anybody.
It doesn't.
Do you remember the sites we used to visit? Are you 18? You must be 18 to follow.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course
it
I
was
am.
Just me going to the fishing websites, and they'd always ask if you're 18. Anywho, so it's funny that I started messing with the older one later on. It was funny. And to me, that's funny. To be fair, that girl is 27.
Yeah, that's different.
How did you find out it was the girl?
She... told me to follow her on Instagram.
Yikes.
Went to her Instagram. I was like, this is a child.
Yeah.
Ended all that.
Jesus
Exit
Christ.
Conversation.
Honestly.
Yeah, no. Just turn
if
around.
I was a dumber man and hadn't already recognized her,
mm-hmm.
probably would be in a whole mess of shit.
We would have been talking about Peyton tonight about the pedophiles.
Yeah.
Peyton pedophile.
Don't say that.
No, don't say that. That's bad.
That's horrible.
I am starting a hard stance. We have got to be... less disgusting overall. I'm going to put this Mary doll right here.
No, we're still going to talk about...
It's going to watch you.
Sexual relation with anybody.
But I mean, like, you know, fucking T-ball kids, for example.
We didn't
That
ever...
is... You know, that's unconstituted. And that's an ungrounded attack.
I like this
I mean,
word.
It's obviously not true, but also, it's the title of episode 2.
Who made it that title?
Me.
Yeah, who's to blame then? You look at Marie and tell her, like, what you did.
I feel no shame.
This is not Marie. This is Chris Hansen. Please take a seat.
I had never fucked a T-ball kid, let alone any children.
He waited till they got out of T-ball.
I should change the title.
Can you do that?
Mm-mm. Of course I can.
Mm-mm. Learn from our mistakes.
Learn from our mistakes.
Never let it go away.
We must see.
Get popular, then get canceled.
Yes.
That's what this is all about, baby.
That's what's called shebang. Pod canceled.
That's the whole shebang. But yeah, anyway, no. Pedophile's bad. I'm very disappointed that Eat That Pussy 445 has been ousted as a pedophile. Not because he was ousted, but because he is a pedophile.
Damn, he got caught. Rats.
Another good one. Caught again, boys.
Bum.
Yeah, no. Pedophiles, bad.
And he probably won't go to jail because...
Yeah, probably not.
Like, vigilante justice does not count as real evidence.
No, it doesn't.
So it's very, very easy to get out of that.
Yeah, and he didn't actually, like... Well, no, he made sexual advances towards a minor.
Well, they were like, oh, you want
to
meet up?
They went to the... Yeah, they
and
got him.
And actually met up with him. And he was expecting to meet up with this 13-year-old girl.
Jesus Christ. Did he have a jar of his own shit? Or, like, what?
Probably on one of his fat rolls.
Oh, God.
Who knows what he's hiding in there?
Like, lollipops.
Either way, people are like...
Freaky. Candy.
You know those fucking memes where it's like, do men even cry? Do men even know what it's like to cry? And there's a dude crying, unfollowing, or unsubscribing to Eat Dead Pussy 445. And, like, at the end of the day, the dude was still fucking funny as shit. He just did a little fuck shit.
I mean, that's more than a little fuck shit.
It really makes you wonder, though, how
he did
many
some fuck
more?
Shit.
He did some monstrous fuck shit.
He did a bad, and...
He did a big bad.
Quiet game. He did a bad, but if that was cut out, nothing would be wrong with the dude. It's not like people hated him.
The way that...
Yeah, but he's a pedophile.
The way that, like, girls work these days, you would think that, like, he would pretty much not get any girl he wants, granted, but definitely not be lacking in the female department because he's a famous internet figure.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that he clearly was hurting enough to want to bang a 13-year-old definitely surprises me.
I disagree.
Why?
If you are that way, in the head, even if you could get any girl you wanted, you want a child.
Okay.
So
I can see that.
It doesn't matter if he was hurting, if he was down in the dumps.
So he could be fucking you know,
he could be
model
fucking,
girls.
Yes,
but
he
at
could
the
be
end of
fucking
day,
Beyonce, but he would be like, man, I wish they were shorter, had baby faces, and no tits or ass at all.
I wish you did not start puberty yet.
Yes.
Beyonce.
Yes, Beyonce.
I
love you.
You're talking to Ben. I was like, oh. Oh, okay. That's how this night's going.
Yes.
I was listening to a podcast on the way to Georgia today. Mm-hmm. I took a 4-hour trip to Georgia.
Oh, nice.
Saw that. Where'd you go? What city?
Homerville.
That's homosexual as hell. Anyway, continue.
And I was listening to Sleepy Cabin. Sleepy Cast, something. Can't remember. But I was like, in comparison, because they talk about some fucked up shit, and one of the topics of their like last episode was how they went to a theme park and they were riding a ride with this autistic kid.
Aww.
And the guy was just making fun of autistic kids, but it was so funny. And I was like, our podcast really isn't that much different, and everybody loves these guys.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that thing where that guy was like, I always use the handicap stall because I like the extra room.
Mm-hmm.
It's a power thing. And somebody knocked on the door, and you could tell underneath it was someone in a wheelchair. So his solution:
slide under,
messed up his hair really bad, made a little funny face, walked out with his pants still undone, with his arms a little funky, and he said, thank you, and walked out.
What the
They
fuck?
Saw him sitting in the restaurant later and had him kicked out.
Damn.
They saw him, like, with his hair normal, talking normal and everything, as they went past him, and got him kicked out.
That's fantastic.
We love disabled people.
We do love disabled people.
That's why we have Tyler on the show.
It's true.
I might be on the spectrum.
Yeah. Honestly, same.
I might be on the spectrum, because you know why?
Because you're black.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, shit.
God damn it.
When you chew, do you... Oh, you never had applesauce.
Yeah, I never had.
No, I don't understand. All right, Tyler.
Never had a pear.
I never asked you. Do you chew your applesauce?
Negative.
Because look, when I eat it with a spoon, I have to chew it. But what I realize, whenever, if you were to stick a straw in there and I was to just suck it up, you just...
You lost me at chewing.
You don't chew your applesauce?
No, I drink cinnamon applesauce like it's water.
You're a unit, man.
I just...
You're a unit!
My brain doesn't allow me to do that. It's like, bro, there's still chunks in here.
Tyler just built different.
Tyler is built very different. Some of the first time I met Tyler, I thought he was absolutely fucked up on like 2 or 3 different kinds of drugs. He was the only sober one in the room besides me. So I was very confused by this man first time I met him.
Yes.
I act normal when I'm not sober. And when I'm sober, I hurt inside. Oh, this is what I was going to say. Wait, do you have anything more to say about your fucked up addiction?
Do you chew your smoothies?
No.
So I'm the only one.
You are the only
one. You chew your goddamn smoothies?
Well, not. It depends on the smoothie. Sometimes it got like they got like kiwi in there.
If it's got a whole chunk,
the seeds are sliding down there, and you're like, bro, they're like little rocks.
No, I try to avoid seeds at all possible.
Raspberries. Them beans.
Them beans.
And freaking. Like, can you bite into ice cream?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, never mind. Carry on then.
We're fucked up. It sounds like you're the fucked up.
No, I can't. I can bite into ice cream.
You ever want to look at a psychopath? You ever want to look like a psychopath? Get yourself an ice cream cone and bite into it with your teeth and like your lips peeled back like.
No. If you're holding an ice cream cone, just bite the bottom. Start eating it from the bottom.
That's how you're supposed to eat an ice cream when you're almost done with it.
No. Start with the cone with the ice cream still fully on top.
Like a brand new cream.
Suck it down like you're in frat school or something. I shotgun ice cream cones. Watch this.
Davon, we need to fucking do that.
Dude, we'd be the first ones.
Davon.
I think with
TikTok famous.
Are you kidding me? TikTok famous.
Just wear a shirt you don't like.
We can do it.
And we'll have to shotgun an ice cream cone.
Let's do it.
In broad fucking daylight.
Why not? That's original idea right there.
I can imagine us doing that too.
You have to pretend to pop the tap.
Oh man.
Okay.
What were you saying, Tyler? Did I make you forget?
I've only seen white Down syndrome children.
Why is that? What do you have to say? What the fuck?
He was letting that one simmer.
I thought you were talking about like relationship problems or anything else. But no. White Down syndrome kids.
How unprompted.
I realized that I've never seen a Down syndrome.
So in kindergarten,
I've never seen
in it. Kindergarten. I had a kid with Down syndrome in my class. He was black. His name was Avery.
Never seen one.
Oh my gosh!
You got to meet Avery
of any race.
That wasn't white.
And we went from T-ball kids. So I'd never seen white Down black. I've only ever seen white Down syndrome.
Have you ever seen like? A tiger with Down syndrome, like that picture?
No.
Yes.
Ooh.
What? Ooh, they look wacky.
I think there's like, ligers are all inherently retarded because, like, it's like the same sort of thing that happens with inbreeding happens when a lion fucks a tiger.
It's like the opposite of inbreeding because they're the wrong species.
Yeah, so they
pop just out close enough that they can create an animal, but it is sterile. And it does not live very long.
And it is completely not well in the brain.
Yes, because it's working with two different kinds of software.
It's like, oh, we're going to make you retarded, but also 800 pounds.
Oh, have you ever seen, like, heard about autistic chimps?
No, oh, but that sounds
scary.
Them motherfuckers, if you see a normal chimp, it's okay. Don't agitate them. Like normal animals. You see an autistic chimp, get away. You don't have a chance. It will rip your dick off and throw it in the bushes and never to be seen again.
How can you
tell? It will rip your motherfucking face off.
So Peyton, how do you tell if it's an autistic chimp or not?
You look up a picture of an autistic chimp versus a normal chimp, you'll be able to tell.
You give it a test.
You just make really loud noises and see what happens.
So not only do chimps have like double, triple, quadruple the strength of humans, but
it's not fair.
It is clinically, scientifically, metaphorically, fictionally, non-fictionally, accredited by the non-school of accredited colleges. Special children have special strength.
So imagine a chimp like that.
So a chimp...
That bitch, again, rip your dick off in the bushes.
So Lorena Bobbitt.
So we're a lot stronger than we are because there is a limiter in our brains that says, hey... You could lift a lot more and punch a lot harder and run a lot faster than you should be able to, but doing so will rip your body apart.
Yeah, it's like
see,
you can only run
22
miles an hour or something.
Yeah, that's why adrenaline is like, adrenaline just shuts that shit off.
That's why crackheads can like lift up fridges and shit.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
They're so good at moving things.
That's how I dented the fridge, I think.
By doing crack?
No, just...
And
anger.
Doing some crack adrenaline.
This is the autistic Down syndrome episode.
Yeah, this is an unfortunate episode. We talk about pedophiles. We talk about autism and Down syndrome.
And chimps.
We did and talk chimps. About applesauce.
Though. We did talk about applesauce. Okay,
we didn't talk about Davon's car though.
We did now, talk about car. Davon's girlfriend.
Which one? Excuse me. My.
Woo! Oh, you did like me, baby.
The freaking. I'm driving. Luckily for me, I'm driving to work, but I end up just, you know, you push down on the accelerator, or for you guys, you twist it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I twist it almost. And then
nothing happens. And I'm in the state of, oh crap, I'm in trouble.
I'm getting
you on. I'm trying to merge on a highway.
Oh.
There are three lanes this way. There are two lanes that way to my right. You can't see me pointing. Sorry about that, people. And I got to get over it now. So I got to. Like, with no power, managed to, like, mosey my way over these two lanes without, like, braking if I can. Because there's also no, like, side place to stop in sight. Like so no I know shoulder? I'm going to have to freaking coast, huh?
Like, no shoulder or anything?
Well, there's a shoulder, but it's, like, a half a shoulder. You ever have the ones that's got that, like, cinder block
wall
there? That's what it was like. It was like that and rails. So I would have been halfway in the highway of people trying to merge. So they're speeding up as they're coming by. And I'm around the corner too. So all these things, I'm just like, crap. But I ended up making it over pretty safe. I feel like a smart guy because I diagnosed it was my fuel pump before I had to call my dad from work. Luckily, he got off easy. But man, it was like $716.
That's not bad considering how much you paid for that car.
Yeah, you guys know how much I paid for my car?
How much did you pay?
What the fuck did y'all got going on over here?
It's an inside joke.
Ben looks disgusted.
Oh, I see the. Oh, I see.
Oh, you're jacking off my REIT. Oh, God.
This is. Continue, Davon. How much did you pay for your car?
$1,200.
Damn! That's a good price.
It was a good price. But you know what I was mad about? Because I go to auctions sometimes, and I could have bought another car for the price I had to fix my car for. So that sounds like a rich thing to do, though. I mean, I know it's a used car, but just imagine, like, tell somebody, yeah, my car broke down, so I bought another one.
Jeez. Hey, how often do you go to these auctions?
Well, it made me little upset, so I actually like rescheduled in my calendar. Although I'm gonna start going again, and I might just walk out with the second car.
I will give you money. Just go get me one.
Just get a whip.
Get me one that works.
An Impala.
It was a good old Toyota. The last thing I got went for $700.
What was it? Toyota what?
I forget. It was like a 2007 model. It was a little older, but seats were perfect. 29,000 miles.
SUV?
All the fluids. It was a four-door sedan.
Probably Corolla.
Oil included.
Oil was included. Transmission fluid was there. Mm-hmm. Nice and pink.
What was wrong with it, then?
Nothing.
Someone died in it.
It was one of those auctions where people left their car, and I guess they just abandoned cars, towed cars, and they couldn't pay the freaking thing.
What are you going to do with it?
There's so much storage in the back.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Actually, you could give some little horror tours, make some shit up about the neighborhood.
That'd be cool.
These speed bumps are here because three people got crushed between two cars that were parked. So the third car came down the road, hit them so hard.
This is the Western Memorial speed bump.
Death is here.
For all those kids that got run over.
Yeah, legend has it you can still hear their screams every time you go over them a little
bit.
They
used to beat queers here.
See?
Ooh, that was
Do
a nice
see?
Tackle yeah, right
he
there.
He attacks her.
That was a good tackle.
He's getting her.
He is getting her. I'm going to have to kick his ass later.
He's getting some steroids.
Is he snipped?
He's getting big.
I want
steroids. He is. He's
snipped, ripped, and dipped.
Yes. The man has no testicles.
And he's still an angry bastard?
Yes. He's just playing. Annie, on the other hand, is very angry.
They're both bitches. I hate them both.
I know you do.
I should have let them just stay out there. I let Annie stay out there unknowingly.
Yeah, you did.
Juzo couldn't make it past the welcome mat.
Yeah, Juzo is quite dumb. Annie could probably survive.
Annie could definitely survive.
There's a lost cat sign in this neighborhood.
Yeah,
there's a lot of cats that are lost here. There's one that walks around with a broken leg, and there's a little brown spot where it's been, like, rubbing it on the ground.
I almost ran over one the other day because it would not. It was laying in the middle of the road, and it wouldn't move.
And
I would have hit it.
It looked like there was blood all over the side of his head. Like there was a recent gash on his temple.
What?
And I was helping him, and I was looking at it, and I was like, is that an open wound? Because it looked kind of wet.
Yeah.
And it was like reddish brown.
Who?
And kind of juicy.
Somebody at work, like an older guy.
Isn't that old weird dude with the glasses, the bald head?
No, I'd never seen him before.
Old people just be bleeding.
They do be bleeding.
Old people,
you know,
just...
There was a younger guy with him, and they didn't pay any mind to him, so I was like, okay, this is what's happening now.
He probably did to him.
He probably did to him. No, he...
Shut the fuck up, Grandpa!
See, when I hit my knee, the scab that went over it, I guess it caught some of the blood. Brown blood is old blood.
Mm-hmm.
I had scratched it because it was healing, and I don't listen, and I scratch things that itch. And brown blood just spurted out. And
that
it just came
like
out and went down the side of my leg. I was like, oh, God.
Oh, wait.
But
oh.
After that, it did look better.
Did it taste aged?
Yeah. Like a nice fine wine or cheese.
You don't know what wine tastes like, pig.
Than a cheese, asshole.
Yes, good.
Tastes
blood
like
cheese.
Cooter juice.
Oh, everything reminds me of her.
Oh. So sorry for your loss.
Don't ever let me have feelings for another human being again.
That's what this ring is for.
The red one?
The red one.
For
in the shape of a heart, encircled by thorns.
Yeah. I was like, he's gonna do it.
I thought
and
that
then
was
we just,
the sex ring.
We end up in the same boat, getting led on.
Which one's the sex ring?
It literally came out of nowhere, because she seemed so into it.
I'm not getting any sex, so none of them.
I know, right?
Well,
compared to normal?
They got some poker
which
faces.
One sex ring was. Which
house
one do you think is the sex
like
ring?
Six nights out of
is it my cool
that's
spinner
what?
Ring?
Definitely not.
Oh.
What are you doing?
It's definitely this one.
That one?
That's the sex ring.
That is technically the sex ring.
Indicating that you are available for intercourse.
That is actually the ring that my grandfather owned when he was a boy in New York City, and he worked on the docks gutting fish in order to make his way, because I believe he was an orphan.
How the fuck is that the sex ring?
Well, he had sex, and then my father was born, and then he had sex, and then I was
born. So will you have sex with the ring on and then give it to your... son and or daughter?
Yes. And whenever I have sex, I like, oh, thank you, Papa.
How could we make it so I have the ring?
You would have to be my child.
There's a long line of ancestors, you know. People just kind of like got together to make another person, then they got together to make another one. And everybody just looking down at me just like... What's he doing?
Man,
they're just looking at me like, is he going to stop the chain?
My Gregorian parents are probably looking at me right now like, why isn't he married yet?
Yeah, they're looking at me, they're like, oh, it stops here, I guess. They're just walking away.
You've got siblings.
Are you saying? Oh, you're right.
You're saying you're gay?
Somebody will continue the chain, but it doesn't look like me.
Listen. I found out some shit about my brother. Continue.
Is he gay?
I have a sister.
Mm-hmm.
My sister has a kid.
That's hot.
Bless him, I love him. I don't need to have children in order to continue the family line anymore.
Yeah, you can
hooray
steal a child.
What?
What?
Man, okay, there's something I want to talk about in regards to my family that's pretty important.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to talk about rats.
What the fuck?
Redacted.
No! All redacted!
Right. So redacted... Timestamp 43 minutes.
Oh, fucking 43 minutes. God damn it. Shit. I broke my one rule. Anyway, at the hardware store, we encountered a rat today who was scrambling around outside trying to escape
some
birds.
Wait, how big
was he? It was, okay, imagine this Marik doll.
Yeah.
Maybe like half this size.
Oh.
That was... Did you get rid of Marcus?
No. Marcus, the rat, is... Last I saw, he was hiding in a corner outside from birds. He was almost snatched twice. But he found a little corner to hide in. When I left the store, I checked on Marcus. He was still there. He seemed to be fine. But a guy walked past the store, and he gets my attention, and he says, hey, come here. So I walk over, and he's like, is that thing alive? And I say, yeah, he's still alive. And then he asked me how much the rat was, and I said, well, that's the thing, buddy. All the rats are free. You can just take them home.
Are you serious? Yeah. Are you for real?
What's stopping anybody from just taking any rat that they find on the street
and bringing it home? A man actually asked you how much the rat was?
Yes. He did it as a joke.
See, but someone asked me one time...
But I one-upped him.
...if the Christmas trees at the hardware store were real. Yeah. As I was sweeping up after them, as someone was fresh cutting the bottom of one of them.
Yeah, we've mentioned this several times on the podcast, at least.
I know, they're just dumb motherfuckers.
Yeah. So anyway, now that I'm done talking about rats, my sister has a beautiful son who is almost 2 years old.
Bless his soul.
Bless his little heart. He is a great little kid, actually. No friggin' lie. I take care of him once a week, and he's great. Like, he listens, he's started to string words together in a way that is,
coherent?
He's how old and he knows English
already? He's not even 2 years old.
I didn't learn until I was eight.
Does he know Hebrew?
No, he will never learn Hebrew, because none of my family knows Hebrew. But he talks, he plays, he's very smart for his age, but he's also big. So, he's, like, growing at an exponential rate. Anyway, he, one day grabs my sister's ears and starts saying the word wiggle. Now, bear in mind, my, sister and her husband are both teachers. They're both very, very smart when it comes to their children. They don't let him watch television. They don't give him a cell phone or a tablet or anything like that. He does not have any access to anything outside of their home, my dad's home, and probably occasionally my mom's place, because she watches him occasionally as well. And nobody in my family can wiggle their ears, except for my pop-pop, who's been dead since 2004.
Oh, he seed a ghost.
So he seed a ghost. My pop-pop coming to him in his ghostly ethereal form and wiggling his ears for his great-grandchild.
Did he have the sex ring?
This was his sex ring. At the time, it was not a sex ring.
Can you wiggle your ears?
There it goes.
Kind of.
You're doing it.
You're doing
it. Not like he can, but I've never wiggled my ears in front of my nephew. How could he possibly know?
Demons.
Demons in the night! Anyway.
Children are weird.
It confounds me so.
Children are able to be in the demonic afterlife-y.
See, I'd forget I had a kid and they'd be walking around and I'd slap the fuck out of them. Like, there's a intruder. Dog that got inside.
Peyton, who are you? What's your name?
Fifth trimester abortion.
Deva Batan.
Peyton, I feel like you would be a good dad.
If I wanted kids or marriage or another person to care about.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe you'll get there one day, but not anytime soon.
No. You know how the
timer just reset. We got a year on me even wanting to romantically be involved with another individual again.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm 27 and still single.
Fuck you, bitch.
We had sex this morning. It's all right.
What?
Good for you.
The fuck?
Get fucked, bitch.
Peyton, you'd be how the dude sometimes delivers the baby. Like, she'd be there trying to pop him out. And you'd be like there, we're scooping them up with a skateboard, like, get on, I'm gonna teach you a trick.
I'm gonna teach you a trick. Gets on, get right to the trash can, baby.
No, dang. Tricks. Speaking of tricks, you know, I've been trying to figure out ways to open up, like, beer bottles. I did, the knee one. You can do the knee pivot.
My favorite one. Just grab a bottle by the neck.
And bang it on somebody's head?
No, just throw it to the ground.
Oh, that works. That works.
Really hard, yeah.
It
does open it.
And then your ring thing.
Tyler, what the fuck are you doing?
Practicing.
You just deep-throating a straw?
Oh, he said practicing.
I was practicing. Pretending it was you.
Damn it, how much longer is on this stupid show? We got 10 minutes, motherfuckers.
Alright, so
God!
You can hear it on the recording.
Technique. You put the ring on, like, your finger, and you, like, roll your hand, and that pops it open, too.
My stepdad can do that, but he also has, like, a thick ass ring.
You gotta put your arm over it and then go and it opens.
Into you gotta your use elbow. Your teeth and just.
Just Ooh. Guillotine. Mm-hmm.
Wrap your penis, your flaccid penis, around the neck of the beer bottle and twist.
Bold of you to assume I have enough length to wrap it around.
Yeah.
I know you have enough.
Tyler, okay. We ain't all showers like you.
Shower?
Yeah, we ain't showers. Some of us are growers.
How flattering. One time it was really cold and I'm pretty sure my penis retracted into my body.
I did that.
That's
cold.
What it's supposed to do.
I was swimming in a lake.
I was in the pool.
It was cold and I was like, dude, is it still there? Did I lose it?
I legit, like, one time, I can't remember where, I think it was when I was like, well, okay, granted, I was like 7 years old, but I was in Germany and it was snowing outside, and I was in Germany.
You were in Germany?
You were in Germany. How cool is that? Look at you.
You just had a flashback.
Tyler looks so happy.
He does.
It's the happiest I've seen you all week.
Yeah. I went to Edelweiss Lodging Resort. It was great. Anyways, it was so cold and all I had was shorts on. And I went to go pee and all I had was tip. All I had was tip. Okay? Now I want you to imagine that all you look down and all you had was tip. It's
every so basically.
I had to pee like this. I had to pee like this. Like this.
Oh my gosh.
Can you describe what you're doing, Tyler, for the people at home?
I had to put my index finger and my thumb and use them as tweezers because my penis was so small. Like,
why?
You're just like, babe, just the tip. And you pull it off. He's like, oh, you were lying.
Order up.
But I don't think my dick's been that small since.
Oh my god. Oh, no.
Dang.
Like that.
Using the Mary doll as an anatomical dummy.
It was weird. I didn't really think too much of it.
Not until now.
Not until now.
But yeah, it'd be cold.
Tyler, what year was this?
Shit, like 2000...
2007, probably. Mm-hmm. We're the same age, aren't we?
You're 22?
Oh, not 2008. Yet.
2008.
Yeah, so it was 2008 probably.
Yeah, probably 2008.
So this was Edelweiss, Germany, 2008.
Edelweiss Lodge and Resort, and then I went to something castle.
Okay, this is gonna be the title. I'm just gonna have a location and a date.
Do it. That place is dope as fuck.
We should go.
They have cows, and all the cows have big ass cowbells. So when you wake up in the morning, they just go ding
ding ding. Do they have mad cow's disease?
Hope so.
Did you eat any burgers there?
Honestly, I can't remember anything. Oh, no. I had Pizza Hut. And I got really bad food poisoning. And I swore off Pizza Hut until I moved to America. So if you're thinking, if that's 2008, 9, 10, 11, 3. And I probably didn't eat it for another, it's like 5-6 years.
Damn.
Fuck you, Pizza Hut. I don't care what
you
country you're
pizza,
in.
You didn't eat Pizza, you ate Das Pizza.
That's das why. Pizza. It was gross.
Fuck.
Fuck you, Pizza Hut.
Tyler, do you know German?
That's like, what I was thinking, like, you were there for a couple
of years.
Is he?
I want you to say what you're going to
say. He's going to say it. Say it. Let me know what you're gonna say.
Guten Morgen. German.
They don't understand. They don't understand the nervous laughter. Oh man.
Guten Morgen to you.
Good.
Yeah, it's like what? Guten Morgen.
Guten
Abend. Guten Tag.
Guten Abend.
Ein, zwei, drei.
Das Boot.
Luftwaffe.
Das Boot. Der Luftwaffe. Okay.
Danke.
Not what?
This isn't Shrek.
No, no.
Schnitzel Nazi.
I think that's enough.
Certain things like from the games, like when you're Hilfmir, something like that. I don't know the pronunciation, but it's like help me. Because, you know, you, when you're shooting enough Germans in the game, you know, and they're you're like shooting. Laying down going, Hilfmir! And you're like, oh, let me.
It's weird, like, listening to, like, German. If you, like, listen to a thing and it's predominantly in German, like, actually how many words are, like, pretty much English.
Yes!
It's super weird.
And sometimes I'm like, are they switching back and forth, or are they just really speaking that language?
I mean, they're really speaking that language. English is built on loan words.
It's just a derivative.
Panzerfaust. I love that. That's my favorite word.
What the
word.
Fuck is that?
You know the anti-tank rifle?
Oh, the Panzerfaust.
The Panzerfaust.
Why does that sound familiar? Faust.
Dr. Faust.
Who's that?
Man, Dr. Faust was a bitch. He gained Satan magic witch powers and all he did was fucking nothing.
Who are we talking about?
I don't know.
Dr. Faust a bitch. All my friends hate Dr. Faust.
I don't even know him. Who's...
Who is that?
Faust
never
was
heard
like...
Of him.
A fox.
That's
or
how much we hate him.
No. Yeah. Faust made a deal with the devil to get powers, but all he really did with it was like go back in time and dance with
Oh, you know what? There's
the,
a
the
famous...
lady who did the thing. I forgot.
There's a famous sculpture, I believe.
Of Faust? Well, you better pull it up quick because we got 4 minutes.
It's the one that has him and then the lady behind it.
Oh.
Mephistopheles.
Yeah, that's Mephistopheles. That's not Faust though.
Oh. Well, it says Faust.
What?
Mephistopheles and Margareta
relays Faust in a single piece of paper. There's a statue of Faust. That's appropriate. He's all wrapped up and
looking
pathetic.
Who the fuck is Mephistopheles?
That's a demon or another Satan, I think. I don't know.
What the fuck is this?
What is this?
History lesson.
History lesson in 4 minutes, Mephistopheles.
He originally appeared in the literature of the demon in the Faust legend.
Boom. Oh, so that's the demon that Faust made a bargain with.
I'm gonna name my next pet Mephistopheles.
Oh, yeah. There was a customer. we sell cow manure.
Where?
At the hardware store. I carried it to his vehicle, and we were just joking along the way to his car, and I put it in his car, and he said, in his trunk, he said, "Be honest with me. Is this as good as they say it is?" And I just looked him in the eye and I said, "Sir, honestly, it's just a bunch of crap." And he just thought that was the most hilarious thing.
Yeah.
He thought that was the most hilarious thing.
He went home and told his wife that.
He probably did.
This nice little darker fellow at the hardware store.
It was a good old knee
Ooh.
Slapper. He probably told that to his generations,
damn.
Man.
I was going to keep that joke for a while.
He's going to keep it there.
Real quick, the house that I went to in Georgia, it was literally like the movie Get Out. It was in the middle of nowhere. It's a farmhouse in the middle of absolute nowhere. And it's this white dude and this lady, very, very nice people. And then the black groundskeeper just comes up and starts talking. And he's like talking about the stuff he does and blah, blah, blah. And then they also have a housekeeper who happens to be black as well. And I was like,
yeah, were they blinking?
I was like, "Do y'all need help? Like, should I take a flash picture of y'all?" And they were all like that kind of weird Southern nice, so like it's like the kind of creepy nice.
Yeah,
the kind of nice where if somebody's nice to you, you think they're gonna kill you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All of them were like that, and I was like, "Do you need help? Are they paying you? Are you actually a white soul trapped in or that was transferred into this poor black man's body?"
They kept blinking three times. Send an SOS signal.
SOS. Please help me. And they sprinted 900 miles an hour. It's really odd. Georgia's weird.
Georgia
is so
weird.
Fucking gross.
Anyway, it's 59 minutes. We're going to end the podcast. Thank you for joining us tonight. Have a good evening.
And don't fuck any kids.
Yeah, don't do that.
Go fuck yourselves.
Yep.
Guten Nacht.
Guten Nacht.